This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Control of the Colorado State House is up for grabs this November, and the balance of power could hinge on just a handful of key races. Republicans currently have a one-seat advantage in the House of Representatives, and they're trying to hang on to their majority. KUNC State Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has this profile on one of the more competitive races.
For years, State House District 3 was a Democratic stronghold. But the district was redrawn and now includes parts of several southern suburbs surrounding Denver. It's also a key swing district for both parties.
It's not just like any other race. When you know that the question of who has the majority in the state house is riding on your shoulders, it focuses your attention.
Democrat Daniel Kagan is the incumbent in this race. He was originally appointed to his house seat and has served nearly four legislative sessions. But he's never had to run in a competitive race until now.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm just paying you a courtesy call. I'm Daniel Kagan.
Kagan is an attorney who grew up in England and helped run his family's textile business. Going door to door, he tells potential voters that he prides himself on working across the aisle.
What I'm trying to do is to try and stop Washington, D.C. style politics from taking over Colorado.
Right.
Because when I watch what they're up to up there, and I see how they bash each other's heads against the wall and get nothing done, if that comes to our state,
we're in trouble.
You know, we're in trouble.
Republican Brian Watson is running against Kagan. Watson grew up in Olathe on the Western Slope and founded a commercial real estate company in Denver that employs about 70 people. He, too, is spending several hours each day going door to door, sharing his views on education, the environment, and the economy.
And I've heard some really heartbreaking stories as it relates to people being either out of work or underemployed, people who are losing their homes.
Watson says he especially wants to give small business a stronger voice at the state house.
I believe we live in the greatest state in the union. We have the greatest natural resources, and we have the greatest human capital resources, and I just want the opportunity to help put both of them to work. And so I left the house at 17 years of age and had to put myself through school at CU Boulder. Mr. Kagan just comes from a different background. We just have a fundamental difference in terms of what we believe the role of government should be in society.
And those differences extend to some of the hot-button issues that are almost certain to come up next session. Kagan supports a bill to allow illegal immigrant students who graduate from Colorado high schools to pay a lower tuition rate than out-of-state tuition. Watson opposes the measure, saying it sends the wrong message to immigrants who enter the country legally.
We need to be a society of laws.
Kagan is also a strong backer of civil unions. He says part of his support stems from his family history. His parents met in a Nazi concentration camp.
I find it troubling when people are denied their rights, really. My parents' experience of the ultimate oppression, being put in a concentration camp and being stored there and used as slave labor until they decide it's time to kill you, has really affected my whole life.
And it's why Kagan says he wants to be a public servant. Brian Watson says he doesn't have a personal problem with civil unions, but he would vote against a bill to allow them.
Certain issues are states' rights issues, and I believe we should put them up for a vote of the people and let the people decide. And so civil unions specifically, I think, should be, you know, a ballot initiative.
And while the race has had its fair share of attacks, with all the focus on the presidential race, it's largely flown under the radar. Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says it's tough for down-ticket races to bust through all the election noise. But he says both candidates will certainly benefit if their parties mobilize their bases.
But I don't think it necessarily means that the presidential numbers in a legislative district will automatically determine the winner, Democratic or Republican winner. Yeah, I think the voters move around a little bit. Not a whole lot, but I think they do move around some.
House District 3 is turning out to be one of the most competitive and expensive state house races in Colorado. Representative Kagan has raised nearly $150,000 for his campaign. Brian Watson's raised $250,000. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.